This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series called 40 Days in the Word to a close with a final look at practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. First, we are excited to let you know that very generous friends of Daily Hope have stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give now to help Daily Hope share the gospel with people everywhere will be doubled. But the grant expires tonight at midnight, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com, that's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Integrating God's Word into My Life.
Now, let me give you God's prescription for relationships. Number one, instead of finding the right person, become the right person. You focus on building character in your life, the kind of person that, you know, is worthy of marriage, okay? Become the right person. Then number two, instead of falling in love, walk in love. You see, love is a choice. It's 100% under your control. You say, I fell out of love. Well, you chose to fall out of love because you choose to fall in and you choose to fall out. Love is a choice. It's not an emotion. Love creates emotion. Oh, baby, some really good ones. But love is not an emotion. Love is a choice. It's making your problem my problem. It's choosing your need over my need. It's being other-centered rather than me-centered. So, third step is fix your hope on God and honor Him through your relationship. And then number four, if failure occurs, repeat steps 1, 2, and 3. And that's the difference. Now, you want to build your life on the Word of God. Say, you know, I don't always agree with it. I don't always like it. It's not always convenient. It's not always politically correct. But if God said it, it's got to be true. So God, I'm going to build my life on the Bible. It is my final authority. This is my final authority for life. Now, I've asked Pastor Buddy to come and share the next couple of points. Okay.
The second way to integrate the Word of God into your life is to feed on it. Feed yourself on the Word of God. The Bible tells us that the Word of God is spiritual food. In fact, it uses several pictures. The Bible describes itself as the water, the milk, the bread, and the meat of the spiritual life. So it has everything that you're going to need for sustenance. But you have to be feeding yourself. You have to be eating something. Because just like you need physical food for physical strength, well, you've got to have spiritual food for spiritual strength. We need to be feeding ourselves so that we have strength to accomplish the tasks ahead of us. The Bible says that we are all building. And the Bible also says that we're all in spiritual warfare. And you're not going to have much success in building your life or in winning the spiritual battles that you face if you're starving yourself to death. So we need to be feeding ourselves on the Word of God. Now, one of the things that I have found is, unlike regular food, when I eat, when I feed on the Word, the more I eat, the hungrier I get. The more I taste to see how good the Lord is, the more of the sweetness of the honey of the Word, the milk of the Word, the hungrier that I get for it. Colossians 3:16, the Bible says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you. Let it move into you. Let it inhabit you. Take up residence in a rich, a profound, and a life-changing, and a life-giving way. That's what that verse is saying. So how do we feed ourselves on the Word of God to allow that to happen so that God's Word is dwelling in us and building us up? Well, let me give you some things to write down. These are actually some review points from what Pastor Rick talked about just a few weeks ago. The first way that you can take the Word of God in is I can receive it with my ears. Write that down. I can receive it with my ears. That means I have to be hearing the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes through hearing the Word of God. The second way to feed on the Word of God is I read it with my eyes. So I hear it with my ears, but now I read it with my eyes. Why do you think God gave you this book? Not just so you can put it on a shelf. Having a Bible in your house is not going to bless your life. You've got to have the Bible in your heart. You've got to take it in by reading the Word of God. So there's a third way that we can feed on the Word of God, and that is that I research it. I research it with my hands and with my mouth. Now, what does that mean? It's talking about studying the Word of God. Remember, the difference between reading devotionally and studying the Bible is that when you study the Bible, you've got a pencil in your hand. You've got to be writing things down, writing down your thoughts, journaling what God is saying to you. A fourth way to feed yourself on the Word is I can reflect on it with my mind. I reflect on it with my mind. I don't just read it, maybe talk about it, and then go on as though nothing had happened. But I spend time meditating on the Word of God. That's what 40 Days in the Word has been all about, giving us different ways to meditate, to reflect on the Word of God, to think about it, to chew on it. And then a fifth way I can feed myself is I remember it with my heart. I remember it with my heart. Now, there's a difference between remembering with your mind and with your heart. This is talking about memorizing Scripture. But now, why does God want us to do this? Well, that brings us to the next point. Not only are we to feed on it, I want you to write this down. We integrate the Word into our lives when we live by it. You've got to live by the Word of God. It is the Word of God that sets the standard by which you judge everything else of value in your life. It's the standard by which you make decisions for the things that you are facing in life. You've got to build your life on something. You've got to base those decisions on something. And it comes when we allow the Word of God to become the standard by which we live. The Bible says in Psalm 1, "Blessed is the one, the man, the woman, who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but who meditates on the Word of God." What does that mean? It means if you want your life to be blessed, you don't build your life on the counsel of the world, on the way the world thinks. But you meditate, you build your life on the way that God thinks. The counsel of the ungodly, that's the stuff that we hear all the time on television, in movies, in print media. It's the talk that goes on around the world around us. It's the values of the world. And the Bible says if you want your life to be blessed, you don't build your life, you don't live your life by that kind of counsel, but live your life, build your life, feed your life on the Word of God. Because it's the Word of God that will give you hope when you're in crisis. It's the Word of God that will give you comfort when you are in despair. It's the Word of God that will give you strength when you are weak. It's the Word of God that will give you wisdom when you're confused. It's the Word of God that will give you guidance when you're looking for direction. And it's the Word of God that will give you strength to resist, to fight against temptation. Look at this next verse in your outline, Psalm 119:11. The Bible says, "I've hidden your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you." He says, this is the reason I've hidden your word. That's what memorizing the Bible is about. It's about hiding it, taking it into my heart. He says, "I've hidden your word in my heart, not so that I can just be a goody-two-shoes little Christian, but it's so that I will not sin against you." Remember in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was tempted, there were three times the devil came and tempted him, and all three times, Jesus only used one weapon to defend himself. He said, "Yeah, but it's written." And the devil would tempt him again, and he would say, "Yeah, but it's written. It is written." It was the only weapon he used to defend himself. If you want to be like Christ, you've got to defend yourself the way he did. When you let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, you absorb the nature of Christ, the flavor and the aroma of Christ. But something else happens to you. You take on a whole new identity, and you begin to become the man or woman of God that he has always wanted you to become. You begin to become the man or woman of God that you have always wanted to be. When you let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, not only do you know what the Word of God says, you begin to become more and more like the author. Now, Pastor Rick is going to come and share with us the fourth way to integrate the Word of God into our lives.
To become a woman of the Word, or to become a man of the Word, you got to first make the Bible your foundation and you build on it. Then you got to make the Bible your food and you eat it. And then the third metaphor is you make it your lifestyle in which you're going to live by. You make it your standard in which you live by. The fourth thing you do is you make it the seed that you grow through. Okay, this is the fourth metaphor. How do I integrate God's word? I grow through it. Now, I told you a couple weeks ago that the Bible is often referred to as a seed, and it's planted in your heart. And when the truth is planted in your heart, if it finds good soil, it grows and it produces fruit. Remember last week, no root, no fruit. And fruit, God wants you to be fruitful in your life. In order to have that, you've got to have an open heart. You've got to have a receptive heart. You've got to have good soil in your life. Now, the fourth verse that we looked at, that we memorized earlier this month, Psalm 119, 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. There's a lot of wonderful things in the Bible, but you can't see unless God opens your eyes. Circle the word open. That means being receptive. I've got to be open to the word of God. So if I'm going to become a woman of the word or a man of the word, I've got to be open to it. That means, even as I said earlier, even when I don't like it, okay, at least, Lord, I'm open to it. I'm going to listen to it. Now, Jesus told a whole story about this. It's in Luke chapter 8. It's called the parable of the soils. And he says, a farmer goes out and sows seed, and it falls on four different kinds of soil, and it gets four different kinds of results. And he says, this represents four different attitudes you can have toward the Bible. Now, I used to think that these four soils represent four different kinds of people. They don't. It represents four attitudes, and on the same day, I could have all four attitudes. Okay, the first is the hardened soil, and the hardened soil represents a closed mind. The hardened soil in this story represents a closed mind. Sometimes we don't ever even give God a chance to talk to us. Our minds are made up. Our hearts are hardened. We're unwilling to listen. I don't want to hear what God has to say about my boyfriend. I like my boyfriend. So I don't want to hear what God has. I don't want to hear what God has to say about my debt. I don't want to hear what God has to say about sex. I don't want to hear what God has to say about this or that, because I've already got my mind made up. That is a closed mind. And a narrow footpath is narrow, and it's hardened. And that's the way a lot of people's minds are. They're narrow-minded and they're hard-minded. They're not open. They really aren't open to learning new things. And so the first action is I must cultivate an open mind.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts, because only God's Word can truly transform your life. As you spend time focusing on His Word, you'll be better equipped to make wise decisions, resist temptation, find comfort when you're sad, and you'll experience the peace of God's presence. That's why Pastor Rick created the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box, and it is beautiful. With a soft black leather look and feel and an embossed Bible verse on top. It's filled with 52 Bible verses specially selected by Rick to inspire you to listen to God's voice in everything you do. They'll help build your confidence in asking God for what you need, and they'll help you find the biblical wisdom necessary to understand God's vision for your life. The scripture cards are thoughtfully designed with artwork and gold foil accents, and they'll help you memorize these life-changing verses so they come to mind when you need them most. If a scripture really speaks to you, frame it. Put them in places where you can read them during the day for encouragement. By the way, today when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight tonight to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this great resource and have your gift matched by the $50,000 matching grant. So contact us today.
And now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the second half of today's lesson.
Sometimes we don't ever even give God a chance to talk to us. Our minds are made up, our hearts are hardened. And so the first action is I must cultivate an open mind. Cultivate an open mind. If I'm going to let God's truth really change my life, I just got to be open to it. I got to have a cultivate an open mind. Then Jesus said, now the second kind of soil that the farmer throws seed on is what he calls the shallow soil. And that represents the superficial mind. And so what is the action step? How do I get some roots in my life? How do I get some spiritual maturity in my life? Well, here's the second action step. I must make time for God's word. If I just spend, you know, do a quick little glance at it once a day, I glance at it, I don't gaze at it, I don't give it any time, then I can't build any roots. Roots take time to develop, and no roots, no fruits. Busyness is a major barrier that keeps you from being a man of the word or a woman of the word. Now, a third soil is the soil with weeds. And the soil with weeds represents a preoccupied mind. In other words, the seed, God gives a truth and he plants it in my mind, in my heart. And I go, yeah, okay. And I let it sit there and it starts growing. But then I let other things choke it out of my life. Worry and busyness and money and job and all these other things. And the weeds choke it out and I get preoccupied and I can't really do anything with it. All the circuits are busy in my life, so that's why I can't hear God. What's the action step? I must eliminate the distractions in my life. Then finally, Jesus says, there's a fourth kind of soil. That's a good soil where the seed of truth gets planted in your brain, in your heart, and it really is allowed to grow and develop, and it gets roots, and then it gets fruit. And this is a willing mind. And a willing mind says, God, I'm willing to learn. I'm teachable. I'm humble. I'm teachable. I don't think I know it all. So God, teach me. And the action step is to cooperate with what God says. That leads us to the fifth action step. If I want to be a woman of the word, if I want to be a man of the word, I got to build on it. I got to feed on it. I got to live by it. I've got to grow through it. Number five, I've got to act on it. And the fifth Bible verse that we've memorized during these 6 weeks together is James 1:22. James 1:22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. If all I do is I go to church and it's going in one ear and out the other, I listen to it, I am living in a life of self-deception. I think because I've written notes down, I've got it. No, I don't have it. I only have it. You only believe the parts of the Bible you actually do. Finally, there's one last thing I need to do with the Word of God. If I'm going to become that person that has an integrated life of integrity, and that is I must trust in it. I build on it. I feed on it. I live by it. I grow through it. I act on it. And I then live it out by trusting in it. Now, why can I trust the Bible? We did a whole session on that. God is never going to guide you in the wrong direction. You can always trust him. If he tells you go that way, you better go that way because it's always going to be the right way. It's going to be the best way. It's going to cause a whole lot less problems if you do that. Psalm 119:105 is our memory verse for this week. This is the one I want you to work on. Your word is a lamp for my feet. To my feet, and a light for my path. Some of you go, I haven't the slightest idea what I'm supposed to do about this relationship I'm in right now. I haven't the slightest idea whether I should accept this job offer, what I should do with the next 5 years of my life. I'm confused. No, you're in the dark. What do you do when you're in the dark? You flip on a light. This is why you need to memorize this verse. Because it's a promise from God. And the next time you're in the dark and you're confused and you don't know which way to turn and you don't know what to do and how to go or what to do or all of that, you just go, God, you have said in Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God, keep your promise. I'm going to start reading your word. Show me what you want me to do. Let's bow our heads. Father, I want to thank you for the word of God. I thank you that it calms our fears, it enlightens our mind, it strengthens our will, It grows our maturity. I thank you, Lord, that it calms our worries and it leads us in the dark. Oh, all of the things that your word does. We want to commit to being a part of an ongoing process of continuing in your word. If you've never invited Jesus Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, I don't understand it all, but I open my life to you. And I want to start that journey. I want to get to know you. And I want to know your purpose for my life. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $50,000 matching grant. That means whatever amount you give to help share the hope of Jesus worldwide will be matched, up to $50,000. So $25 becomes $50, $100 becomes $200, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever amount you give will be doubled by the grant. But don't wait, because this opportunity will be gone at the end of this month, and we'll miss out on any amount left over from the grant if not matched. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow Him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family, and I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener-funded. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast, and would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me, pray for me, and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people going to be in heaven because you cared.
When you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And right now, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great resource and have your gift matched by the $50,000 matching grant, so please contact us today. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.